Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance at Dell till 9:30. We got Raheel joining us at 9 o'clock. And then we take you right into Charlie Polillo, where you learn stuff, right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, you got us for basically 4 hours here. Talking about, man, that was a tough Cowboys loss last night. Man, felt bad.
That was a heartbreak.
Man, just right there to the wire. And
I felt like that was going to be your time to really turn the season around.
I saw Sean said, oh, thanks a lot, Dallas. You can't do anything. I can't.
Sean who, Salisbury?
You know, Pendergast.
Well, he had action?
No, I think he wanted the Texans to get some help.
Oh, against the Titans, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I'll take the L there. yeah, no. I mean, you can't root for that team. And Lamont always, oh, this fake. No, I really dislike that team. I really dislike their fans here.
Yeah,
I mean, they're obnoxious.
I think it's more
fans. It's the fans.
Oh, I did not see.
You didn't see that? Yeah. Yeah. There's an homage to T.O., right? The interception and but he didn't spike the ball. Although wasn't it 31? Both 31s that went after him.
Well, 31. It was 31 for Tennessee. It was 31.
No, it was 31 for 31 for the Cowboys that knocked him out of there too.
For Roy Williams, yeah, it was Roy Williams, wasn't it?
Might have been.
I think Roy Williams is the one who went. No, it was. No, that wasn't Roy Williams. I have to see. I want to say it was Roy, but. Yeah, I think it might have been.
So we're talking about the interception last night. He went out to the star, and he was holding the ball up and getting all glory from the fans. And 31, then a bunch of Titans joined him out there, and a Cowboy came up and knocked him off the star. And that was the same thing. T.O. went up after he scored a touchdown, went out to the star, and he actually slammed the ball into the ground. Look at that effort. That was terrible by Smith.
I know.
Did you see that?
I did see that.
So,
Jalen?
Yeah, Jalen Smith just let Marcus Mariota score, basically.
You know, Titans coming off a bye week really put together a good game yesterday, and that's what I'm hoping happens. You know, I'm actually really excited to see what happens when the Texans have – because Demaryius Thomas is a different receiver than Will Fuller. I mean, Will Fuller can get the chunk plays and explosive plays. I'm not expecting that from Demaryius Thomas. That's not who he is anymore. But he is a guy that you can kind of he can end up with seven catches in a game, too. Like, that's not Will Fuller either. Will Fuller's not a heavy target guy. So if Jalen Ramsey, for example, is locking down D-Hop or giving him a hard time, then you got Bouye on Demaryius. Demaryius gives you a little different look than a Will Fuller would. I mean, Will Fuller is going to be fast, and you have to fear his speed. Demaryius' size. Demaryius is a different type of target.
Yeah, but I would say this. What we know of AJ, though, is that he's better on bigger receivers. I mean, his coming out party was against Travis Kelce, that opener, that remember that season? They opened the season with the Chiefs, and A.J. Bouye just basically shut Travis Kelce down. He's pretty good against bigger receivers. I'd almost rather have Will Fuller against him, a quicker guy, if you want to know the truth. But,
well, I like Will a lot.
Yeah. No. Will has built. Hey, I admit when I'm wrong. That was a good pick. That said, well, he's got to stay on the field.
It is a good pick when he's healthy.
That's
a problem.
Well, but he changed everything, too. I mean, he just, his inability to catch the ball, that was non-existent this year. He caught everything.
He was unbelievable hands.
Yes.
Not even a double catch. Can I ask you what your tweet meant? You said it sounded like there's a bunch of cows in Jerry World.
Yeah, it sounded like everybody was mooing.
Oh, yeah. It sounded like
birds or so cooing, or maybe Gerald Johnston was there.
Oh, moose.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Cowboys now 3-5.
But there were very few of those. I mean, you could hear them, but there were very few left at that point.
George Teague. Because that's right. It was George Teague, by the way, that chased T.O. off there.
Yeah, George Teague came up and chased him off there. And it was Jones last night that chased all those guys off of there. There were very few left. You know those great, great fans? Yeah, it seemed like it was a home game for Tennessee. And it didn't seem like there were many Cowboy fans there at that time. But the ones that were there were booing. So they're great fans. No, great fans. Congratulations on that game last night. You guys are really special. And by special, I mean very special. We got Jimbo Fisher's going to join us at 7:15 today. Right. Dana's going to join us at 10. Hey, Dana should be interesting.
Jimbo, you know, this is the reality. They haven't played Ole Miss yet, right?
A&M? They play this week. No, LSU plays Ole Miss.
Did they play Ole Miss yet?
I'll tell you.
I feel like they did, but my dad and I were talking.
No, I think they play them this week.
Is that who they have this week? And then you got LSU coming up later.
I will tell you right at this point in our lives, Texas A&M will be playing Ole Miss.
Okay. Boy, you need that. Because right now it's Miss State, Auburn, Alabama loss. With LSU on the horizon and Ole Miss, not very good. That is a familiar refrain
in
the SEC West right now, what's going on with A&M. Now, I think A&M is in much better shape than they've been in the past. But losses are losses.
Right.
And not beating the SEC West is what they had gotten used to, and it's the same thing this year. You really need to win this, and I think you need to put your stamp on the season by going out and finally beating LSU ever as an A&M program.
Well, I'll
SEC.
Tell you this. A lot of people LSU fans tend to overreact. But at that game, I was like, you know, after the game, they were like, well, no, they won't win another. Bryce will probably beat. Slow down. You know, they'll beat Arkansas this week. LSU will beat Arkansas this week. They'll beat Rice, and then it'll be a pretty good ball game, though. It will be LSU and A&M will be a better ball game this year. We'll see. They got to step up. But yeah, you're right. This is very Summy like in that these games, these Mississippi States, these Auburns,
SEC West,
the Ole Miss games, the Arkansas games, those are the ones. That you got to, and Jimbo early in the season, man, Kirk Herbstreit this week on game day. Oh, well, A&M's been so inconsistent. Really? Because they lost to Clemson. They played Clemson better than anybody. They lost by 2. They played Alabama better than anybody, losing by 22. and all that they did was lose to Mississippi State because they fell apart in the fourth quarter.
Tight one against Kentucky.
That's right. But they beat them.
Right.
There's nothing inconsistent until now about Texas A&M season.
Yeah. Well, they had a bad fourth quarter like that. That one's
gonna sting. They fell apart down the stretch against Mississippi State, and they fell apart down the stretch against Auburn.
That's gonna sting. I mean, you severely outgained. Your turnovers hurt you badly. But it was Kellen Mond really had a bad game.
Well,
Well, Kellen, you mentioned he cost you the game. I mean, he really did.
He really did.
He really did.
Well, this is very. Well, it actually was happening under Mike Sherman, and then it was happening under Kevin Sumlin. Now it's happened to Jimbo Fisher. These guys aren't finishing.
You got to finish games. You got to finish seasons. Summy couldn't finish seasons. November turned into nightmares for him. And now you have the same kind of issue. You should have won. You could have won Mississippi State. That was a tough one. You should have won Auburn.
And fell apart. You were up by 10 and fell apart down the stretch. Yep. You can't do that. You
got to finish. And that takes time. And Jimbo's got to get that right. Houston Rockets, boy, you know, we had them written off when we were going through the odds on Friday, and maybe this is why Las Vegas didn't drastically alter the odds. They said, let's wait for Harden to get back and just see what happens. Rockets now with three consecutive wins and look like a much better team. Look like they are, and they needed it. They needed those two consecutive wins. They picked up the third last night against a quality Pacers squad. And the Rockets right now with three consecutive wins are right on the verge of back to 500, which is, I remember I asked you that question, will they get back to 500?
Yeah, well, they're right on the verge. And I was, and I asked Raheel that question. He goes, oh, yeah, absolutely. They're going to be a good basketball team. I didn't believe it at the time. But look at their defense the last two games, 94 points and 88 points. That's pretty damn good. And Jeff Bezdelic is even coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So Jeff Bezdelic, so the news broke yesterday. Mark Berman goes, Jeff Bezdelic is coming back to the Houston Rockets. And all I could think of was Tillman Fertitta basically said, all right, we're not doing this.
No.
How much?
No.
How much?
Well, and maybe that was...
And Bezdelic's like, hey, you can't put a number out there for me to coach Carmelo and Chris Paul. How much? $1.2 million.
Done. Better play for their money. Better play for their money. Jeff Bezdelic or Le'Veon Bell?
Bezdelic.
Bezdelic. I mean, Bezdelic wins.
You didn't know James Conner was going to be one of the leaders in rushing and touchdowns.
We got a lot to talk about.
And he's, by the way, he's Pittsburgh. Yeah, like, right. James Conner represents Pittsburgh running.
And cancer and everything else. Oh, I mean, James Conner.
Le'Veon's a better player, but for what cost?
Yeah. No. Look at the difference with a rookie contract and what in the production.
Yeah, you got to deal him in the offseason.
All right. You might deal him just like Dwayne Brown. And by the way, this is a lot like Dwayne Brown. So we will talk about this on the other side, but we got Jimbo Fisher coming your way next right here. Right now, though, I want to talk about Texas Star Grill Shop. Texas Star Grill Shop is fantastic. Lance, what about what they're... Look at this. They're basically superstores. I mean, grill superstores.
Can you believe how big they've gotten?
I mean, it's unbelievable.
It used to be one space, and then it went into the other space in the strip center they're in there on the end cap, and then it went to the third. Like, they're enormous now because they have so many different grills. I've never seen anything... I have a guy who's a pit master, owns a barbecue place here, and he just said, that place has, I mean, he said, honestly, anything that you want to do, he said, I'm so tired. This one, and a separate chef told me at our buddy Frank, at his Halloween party, he said, I got to get one of those Traeger grills. He said, I'm tired of messing with fire, trying to get it right. He said, I take up all my time. I went over here, and Frank's doing nothing but drinking inside, and he makes his perfect brisket. I'm like, well, I mean, welcome, chef.
That's what they
do. Welcome to the world of making it easy on yourself.
And they're experts over there. They've got St. Arnold's newest orange show beer you can drink over there. That's the one at Shepherd and 59. A family atmosphere. But the selection is unbelievable from Pitts and Spitz, Traeger, Sabre, Kamado Joe. They got all the outdoor. You can have an entire outdoor kitchen. Free delivery and assembly. That's a key. Located 59 at Shepherd in Houston, 8905 Louetta in Spring. TexasStarGrillShop.com. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, I want to talk about GiveMeTheVin.com. GiveMeTheVin.com. That's John Clay Wolf, and he does amazing things What's amazing? Well, that's not, I guess it's not that amazing since he just buys cars. That's not all that amazing. But the amazing thing is that you get more from him than you get from anybody else because John Clay Wolf is going to make sure that you get the most for your. Otherwise, it costs him $100. He says if he can't beat CarMax's offer, then he is going to give you $100. He'll just send it to you. How's that? That's ridiculous. So you're guaranteed, it's basically a guarantee that you're going to get the best price for your car. Now, you call them. I mean, you go online, give me the VIN.com. You put in the VIN number. And you tell them the condition of the car. And basically, it takes about 45 seconds to get an idea of how much you're going to get. So you go to your dealership or wherever armed with that information. And if they can't match that, what? John Clay Wolf. John Clay Wolf will buy your automobile right now at GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. It is 7:16. Time to bring in the head coach of them Texas Aggies right here on ESPN 97.5. Your home for Texas A&M football. Jimbo Fisher joining us every week. Coach, how are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
Good. I know it's tough. That was a tough one. A 10-point lead, Coach, and we were talking about it. That I thought that the interception, and I'm not saying anything that's just crazy here, but the interception really changed that football game, didn't it?
It did, but it doesn't guarantee you guys 71 yards on a drive.
Yeah, I mean,
and the missed field goal was huge, too.
Yeah,
the missed field goal to drive before puts you up 13, and you keep momentum in the game, and you keep doing that. The interception is not what you want to do, but you still, you've played, you've had 6-3 and outs in the game, and to give that up, you know, and not be able to, you know, the two drives in, and then the late punt return was also very critical. Not, we're the number one punt coverage team in the country, and we elect, we have two guys cover the wrong way on the number one team. We've only had one return of over 10 yards all year. That was when we hit and fumbled, and so it was accumulation when you went offense, you went defense, and you went special teams in the last part of the game. And it was a shame, a game that you were dominating.
Yeah, and you really had. You know, we were talking about this, Coach, because this was a problem under Mike Sherman at Texas A&M. It was a problem under Kevin Sumlin, was finishing games and finishing seasons and staying strong throughout the entire fourth quarter. They ran out of gas under Mike Sherman. For second half of the season, they ran out of gas under Kevin Sumlin. How do you teach guys
to
finish?
Well, I don't think they ran out of gas. We didn't execute.
Yeah.
And also, we weren't in those, a lot of those games, they weren't ahead.
Right.
A lot of those games, we were ahead. I mean, we're dominating the game. Played Mississippi State. You have 8 drop balls. I mean, it's focus. It's concentration. It's also dealing with success. Winning is a learned behavior. Winning is a learned behavior. Discipline is a learned behavior in critical moments of critical things. And you have to be in those situations to learn from them. Hopefully you can. And you got to get them in and enough. And then you got to get them to adjust. And you got to coach them better. And we have to keep coaching and drilling and drilling. Just like the play that come out for on the first play of the last drive. We give up the return. That's a play that we had covered perfectly. They've run that route 5 different times. We were in the same coverage and had it covered perfectly. And that time we had one person just decide, you know, just went a little bit out of his where he needed to be, give up the seam, and he breaks it down through there. So, I mean, learning to play big moments. But you got to be in them. You got to be ahead and playing from ahead. Both games at halftime, last 2 games, we playing from ahead, and we have to deal with that. We feel you get comfortable and you get confident about how you play, but total domination is a mindset, and it's something you have to learn that you're not going to give the guy an inch. And that's something that we have to practice and we have to get to, and that's what it was. We could have stayed in that mode of just keep doing your job because things didn't change about effort. There was no lack of physicality. We didn't do our job at the most critical times, at which we had been doing the whole game.
Yeah, I think that gets to John's point about finishing games. You're talking about total domination. And it's a mindset, in the fourth quarter. It's the reason why football players throw up the 4 fingers in the fourth quarter. That's been going on for a long time. I don't even remember the teams that started it. It was so long ago.
But here's the thing. It's interesting. you did it at South Carolina, you did it at the other place.
Yeah. So what? Where's the? So you want to get that consistency?
One word: execution. Do your job.
Yeah. You know, when you talk about execution, so you guys had turnovers obviously hurt you. Outgained them badly, out first downed them badly. You kept control of the clock. You did all those things. When you walk away with a loss like this, this can be demoralizing for a team coming off the off of back to backs. Now you got Ole Miss. How do you, you've been through this at some point as a coach at Florida State. I mean, you've been through this. You've seen it at LSU. At some point, you've been through things like this. What do you, what defines the teams who overcome this and take steps forward versus
leadership
teams who don't?
Leadership and maturity, and go back and do your job. Look at why you did it, explain to them, educate them, and then make them do it. That's simple. I mean, there isn't anything magic. There ain't no magic pixie dust. You're either that kind of competitor, or you want to go back and fix it, and you address it. And it's not fair. It doesn't yell and holler, and that doesn't matter. That doesn't do it. It's educational. Show you what you did, why you did it, when you did it, and you go back and you got to do it. And you got to be held accountable for what you do, coaching and playing.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what it gives back to. There's no magic answer. It's do your job.
I think there's a lot of expectations. Fans think there's an emotional component, but really it's just an X's and O's, and it's a thinking. It's being careful. It's understanding, like you said, execution and how to execute.
And it's total domination. There's an emotional
mindset,
keeping your emotions in check, and not worry about the outcome. Don't worry about the outcome. Worry about playing the next play and dominating the next play. And it's that simple.
Where are you with you just talked about leadership. Where do you think you are? You know your team by now. Where do you think you are from a leadership standpoint in that locker room and on the field with your team?
It's a great shape. Had a great day.
Okay.
It was a hurt. I mean, and then you see it in them. You see the hurt. But they realize what they can do. I mean, it wasn't – we met, we talked as a staff, as a team. There's no griping. There's no complaining. There's no finger pointing. Actually, yesterday was a really good practice. I mean, there's not a demoralization like the sky's falling. I mean, but there's an urgency that you have to go do your job. We can't allow this to happen again. And hopefully we won't. We got to get a good plan in place and go play. Because I like say Ole Miss is a very good football team.
Who are those leaders in that locker room, Coach? Alaka?
Who?
Alaka?
Yeah, he's one. He's one. Darrell Dotson does it. Kellen does it. McCoy does it. Travion's a very good leader in that group. Tiki up front, he's not a vocal guy, but he does a great job with those guys and what he does. I mean, Donovan Wilson is a very vocal guy. Gets into that group.
Is it important to have young leaders so that they're the ones who keep carrying you forward?
Yeah, there's young guys in there right now, but it's a young team. It's not. His whole team's young.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
There's not many seniors in this team anyway.
Yeah, well, you got Ole Miss coming up now, and that's an Ole Miss team that has had some ups and downs, but they, like with any team, I mean, they can jump up and get you, and you got to be on guard, and I would imagine that you guys are, I mean, the focus has to be doubled up because you know this is one you got to go out and make a statement after the last game when you didn't finish in a fourth.
Well, you know, you make a statement, you just got to make a play. You got to do your job. I mean, you know, we say about make a play, you got to do. Everybody says give extra. No, you should be. This is what you have to get to anyway. That level of concentration, that level of focus. And you see it across the country every week. And there's very few teams that do it consistently. Very few. And it's a hard thing to do, and that's why it's tough. And we have to learn. It's a learned behavior to be able to do that. And that's what we got to go out and do.
And their guy, actually, he's a lot like Kellen Mond. He can pull it down. Jordan Tamu, he's a really good athlete. That's something your defensive line is going to have a lot of discipline this week, won't they?
It is. They'll have to have discipline. They have to have coverage skills because receivers are good. And, you know, and hopefully we can create some turnovers. That's the thing we lost last week. We gave them seven on the option play, which would have been a big play. And then, the other one, the interception is big, but it doesn't justify driving 70 yards after you dominate the game. After what happened, it's a third and long. We got throw it away. You gain an extra 15 yards on the punt, which is not, I'm not demeaning it. We don't want to do it because they're emotional, they're physical changes. But we've been dominating. But we've got to try to create them on defense too. If we can get some turnovers, it was that those things are critical. And then we hadn't been turning over much, but we got to take care of that and try to create some of them. They do put the ball in the air, which will give you opportunities. But they're very dynamic. Their receivers are very, very dynamic in how they make plays.
Sure.
The backs are really good players. The backs are good players.
Sure will be nice to get home, won't it? Seems like forever.
Yeah, it has been. It's been a road trip. But, you know, road trips, I mean, you want to play in Kyle Field. There's nothing like it. But, I mean, sometimes you're on the road, you get to bond together, you get to pull together. There's a lot of tightness that goes involved in that. And, you know, as far as that part of it, you know, we got to learn to play on the road in this league anyway. You have to, good teams can play on the road.
You'd like that, though? Three straight weeks on the road and then three straight weeks at home when you'd rather split it up a little bit?
I'd rather split it up. I mean, but that's, I can't control that, so I don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's nothing you can do about that. That's the schedule they give you, and that's what you got to play.
Yeah, that's funny how the league does that. It just doesn't make much sense. But there it is. Ole Miss this weekend, 11 a.m. again, Coach. Them Aggies, that's going to be hard for that crowd to be ready at 11 a.m.
Well, we got to get ready, so hopefully they'll be ready. They'll be ready. Our crowd's been very supportive all year, and the people have been great. And, you know, like I say, we got to learn to get over these humps and learn the growing pains in which you have to go through at times, I guess. You know, I'm disappointed, too. I wish we didn't have to go through them like that, but that's part of it. So hopefully we'll learn and grow and be ready to play three good games coming down the stretch.
Nobody grew without ups and downs. You got to have ups and downs so you know what it feels like and what you don't want it to feel like again. So that's part of the process. And you're in year one, so I'm really interested to watch it grow, because this is where teams can get a lot better after this. So,
you're right. You're right. And if we can correct those, you're a handful of plays. You're a handful of plays all year. I'm having a phenomenal year. And that's what we explain to them. But at the same time, the growth at the top of the cut, when you start to get to the differences of going from 6-7 wins to 10-11 wins, that growth is a lot, those inches are a lot harder to climb by, but they're there. And they're right there in front of you. You just got to see them and you got to capitalize on them.
You've done it. Is it frustrating to be in this point and you can't do anything but other than try to coach your guys up? Because they're the ones that have to execute. How frustrating is it for you to not – they have to be the ones to make that happen to get up to the 10-11 mark?
Yeah, and like you say, you go back to plays and, like, even get to the interception, but there's plays before that if we make that are there that different guys made, whether a lineman missed it, a back didn't go the right way on a block or make a block, quarterback on this, or receiver. That accumulates to those situations. I mean, we have plenty of those situations. It's not frustrating. It's disappointing, and it's part of growth. You know, you don't, because when you get frustrated, you don't coach right, you don't play right. You know what I mean? You don't do that right. You can't get this. You can be disappointed, and you got to be driven. And that's just unfortunate part of it sometimes. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it happens very quickly. And, you know, we got to keep pushing to get it.
Did you know Matt Luke? Have you known Matt Luke at all to walk into this situation with Ole Miss, the way, you know, all the problems that they had and everything, and to be where he is at right now? He's doing a hell of a job.
Yeah. Well, they got good players.
Yep.
They've got good players. He's doing a good job keeping together, and they've got some good players. I mean, they really do. They've got some really great skill guys and guys that change the game dynamically.
Absolutely. That's Jimbo Fisher, 11 o'clock. You can hear it right here on ESPN 97.5, your home for Texas A&M football. Hey, Coach, we appreciate you. Thanks for hanging with us. Best of luck this week against Ole Miss.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
There's Jimbo right here, your head coach for them Fighting Aggs on ESPN 97.5.
Here's Coach protecting Kellen Mond, as he should.
Well,
Kellen didn't play well, but his whole point, and the coach sees it like, what about this? Well, all these things could have been done before we even got to the point.
Well, and not only that, but how about the defense picks him up, not let him drive 71 yards right after the interception?
Mm-hmm.
It's a team game.
Something to be said for that, too.
Yeah, right. So, he's right about that, but that's a backbreaker when you're driving. And he throws that ball that it was really not a good – it was a bad ball. And plus, he fumbled three times and lost two of them, too. I mean, Kellen had his worst game. That was Kellen's worst game, and it's hard to overcome.
I read an article in a Dallas paper that said the murmurs are coming out. This is what everyone's been concerned about with Kellen Mond, is can he be a good passer in critical situations? Can he be consistent enough taking care of the ball and working from the pocket when need be in a Jimbo Fisher offense? I think it's still a fair question. I mean, he's grown. He's a much better quarterback than he was last year as a passer.
No, he's grown.
You just want to see to how high a level can
he
get to.
Guys have off days. He had an off day. There's no question about that. To be on the road and up 10 when your quarterback isn't playing all that well, that was a hell of a spot that they were in. And again, you know what? You guys got to pick you up when you're not having your best day. You know what? I just hope that Kellen and everybody else is brushing their teeth right.
That's a good point. Yeah. I wonder how they can learn to brush their teeth.
Well, if you get a Quip, getquip.com/ESPN975, getquip.com/ESPN975, everybody can brush their teeth right. It's Listen, this morning I used it. Okay, 2 minutes. Okay, can you take 2 minutes out of your morning to brush your teeth right? Oh, well, I brush my teeth. No, you really don't. You don't even, you know what? Here's what's the thing about this whole thing is, you don't even know how to brush your teeth. You think it's just so basic. You know what? You're basic. You're like pumpkin spice latte. You're basic because you don't know how to brush your teeth. Okay. So what you need is a Quip toothbrush that will help you brush your teeth right. How about this? Your kids will love it because it vibrates and then it stops. And that tells them to move it to the other quadrant. And they learn to brush for 2 minutes. Adults, I learned to brush for 2 minutes. I didn't know I needed to brush for 2 minutes. You need to brush for 2 minutes. Then you brush your tongue, spit it out, get a little mouthwash, bing, and you're ready for the day. All at getquip.com/ESPN975. It's affordable, and then every month it's just $5. Your first or every 3 months it's $5. Your first 3 month supply will be absolutely free at getquip.com/ESPN975.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about my good friends over at Men's Tea Clinic. And met with Jason the other day. We were just talking a little bit. They've had a lot of success. A lot of you guys have gone in. Over the last 2.5 years, I've been telling you about them. I'm in the midst of having some great success. We made changes to after my last visit there, where we had to do lab work. Found out that I wasn't getting the same benefits because I was a little bit high in red blood cell count. And they made some alterations to my treatment, and it has made a huge difference. Right now, as of today, down 15 pounds. What it does is it inspires you to start working harder. You start your workouts, you're lifting, you're running, you're walking, you're basketball, whatever it is that you do for energy and, I mean, for exercise, you really get inspired to do even more with that. You start seeing the body change. The energy level is, you're going to have a spike there. But when you get your testosterone level right, you really start to become much more excited about the workout process, and maybe you make a little smarter choices with what you're eating, and you start to see the differences and the changes in your body type very, very quickly. And that's because you're getting back to where you once were in your 20s and 30s. Low testosterone can affect you in many different ways. It's a quality of life issue. You feel like a couch potato at all times. Your body looks like it, and you just it's a funk. It's like a cloud you can't get out from under. When your testosterone level is right, it makes a big difference with mental acuity. It makes a big difference with energy level, and of course, it can make a big difference with libido, with drive, with determination, with lean muscle mass. So many benefits when your testosterone level is just where it's supposed to be. Go to menstclinic.com for locations in the Houston area. Go find one and stop in today. menstclinic.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Here's a little fantasy information for you. Deshaun Watson has now played in 16 career games. Across those 16 games, he totaled 354.1 fantasy points. If those 16 games came in a single season, it would rank 17th best all time. Of course, he has fallen off a little bit, but he ranks top three at the position in both rush attempts and rushing yards, despite coming off the ACL injury. He is a top five fantasy quarterback, even after the start that he had this year. Deshaun Watson.
Well, I mean, the numbers are the numbers, so if it says he is, he is.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it with all the big games.
Well, don't forget he threw for over 350 yards in three straight games, over 300 yards in four straight games.
He had over 300 in four straight games?
Four straight games. Yeah.
The touchdown numbers haven't been there, though, like in the past. He had one game where it was big, obviously. But I guess, obviously, Goff, Mahomes, Breeze, Brady?
Well, Mahomes is one. Mahomes is having a season only eclipsed by Tom Brady's 07 season.
Yeah. No. He's on fire right now. But, you know, Wentz, Russell Wilson has had a pretty good season. I'm surprised they have Watson 5.
And here is...
Is that from a fantasy stat, or is that just somebody just saying that?
No, this is from Pro Football Focus is looking at their fantasy stats. Dallas, Deshaun threw for 375. Indy, 375. New York Giants, 385. Tennessee, 310. 310, 385, 375, 375. Now, the touchdown numbers are going way up. 17-7. If I told you that he'd have 17-7 at this point right now into the season, would you have taken it?
Nine games in?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Most people wouldn't. Most people would have been like, God, that's a little disappointing.
It's a little disappointing for me.
He's on pace for 31 touchdowns or 32 touchdowns.
Which would be the most in franchise history.
Yeah. It falls well short of the 50 that I think you had expected.
I didn't have. I think I had 48.
Yeah.
If Buffalo's quarterbacks had spiked the ball rather than throw to Kelvin Benjamin on all of his targets, they would have improved their passer rating.
But you mean throughout the year?
Yes.
Okay, not just last game, because I know that...
Buffalo's quarterbacks have a passer rating of 28.2 when targeting Benjamin, which is lower than a quarterback's passer rating on spiked balls.
Dude, Kelvin Benjamin is so slow getting out of breaks. You can only throw to him down the field. Anything, he's so slow trying to get into his breaks and come out of his breaks that, like, corners can walk up to him. They can... literally start to walk forward and cover him.
Of 115 qualifying wide receivers, Benjamin ranks worst in passer rating when targeted, worst in catch percentage, worst in interceptions on targeted passes, and fourth worst in drop rate. Kelvin Benjamin, who was criticizing, remember in the preseason,
it was Cam Newton.
We're going to go to blows.
He said I couldn't do good because Cam Newton was so bad. Like, Cam
how's
Newton's
it working
like,
out?
You got to get out of here.
Yeah, but now he's probably going to go.
Here comes
Dell
against the FSU guy.
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes,
but we're not females.
Well, Kelvin kind of act like a female.
Whoa!
Dell.
That was Dell Olele.
An irrational one.
We do not
one,
agree with the opinions of Dell Olele.
An irrational one who, when checked on his thing, turns out. You were wrong, Kelvin. You just suck.
Yeah, it's really what it turns out.
It really is.
He came into camp last year at about 270 pounds, strike one.
He is.
And then now he just, I mean, that guy's got like a year left in football and he's done. It's just, if you can't get open, ask Dez.
No.
You can't, I mean, Dez is 10 times a wide receiver that Kelvin Benjamin's been during his career. And Dez is a pain, but ultimately Dez can't get open. If he
future
can get
New
open,
Orleans
he
Saint?
Can play somewhere.
Dez Bryant?
You got three receivers coming in.
They won't sign Dez. I want to see what his miles per hour is. You can get those stands. You think?
He might be able to get 20. I don't know. I don't think
How about
so,
Amari though. Cooper got himself a touchdown? That's worth a first round.
That was neat. Yeah.
That was nice.
Everyone was excited.
Good for them.
Everyone should be excited. Yeah. First downs are a big deal.
Yeah.
Touchdowns are a big deal.
Paul on a mobile? Is that Chris Paul on a mobile?
It might be.
Is it Chris Paul on a mobile? Is he with us here on ESPN 97.5? Yeah.
No, not Chris Paul. I did have a Rockets take, but I wanted to first give some shout-out to one of your sponsors. For saving me some money on Bill Advisor, I just one simple text message and about 10 minutes maximum, I saved $500 on my home insurance and got better coverage. So
yep, there you
actually,
go. I told you it was that easy.
It does work.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It really is.
it's the shortest thing you ever have to do. Like, wow, so I'll save $500. All right, what do I have to do? Here, we'll just get you the paperwork. Just sign it. You're done.
That's okay, awesome.
Yeah, actually, you don't even sign paperwork, I don't think.
No, it's backed by a real company in Houston with real people, too. So, I mean, it's really easy.
Yep.
Also, I really had never heard Jimbo Fisher talk on the radio before. He's got a little bit of Gilbert in him. He dropped a few anyways, and I think he said, do your job about a dozen times.
Hold on. Paul, can you hold on just one second? Can you hold on just one second, Paul?
Hey, Gilbert.
Gilbert, Let's bring Gilbert in right now, because Gilbert just happens to be on the phone, which he usually is.
Gilbert,
well, Gilbert, do you know Jimbo Fisher by any chance?
Oh boy, he's having a dream.
Gilbert,
I wonder who he's dreaming about. Dominique,
Gilbert.
Yeah, go on.
Do you know Jimbo Fisher? The caller Paul said that Jimbo Fisher's call reminded him of you a little bit. Do you know the head coach of Texas A&M, Jimbo Fisher, by any chance?
No, I don't like college football. I don't like college football.
Okay.
I got something to tell you. I get back from voting anyway, you know.
Well, hold on. Let's put you on.
Aren't you a felon? How do you get the vote?
He just got.
Gilbert, you're not a felon.
He said he just got back from voting anyway.
What? He's not a felon?
You sure?
Yeah, we're sure.
Yeah, sure. I'm just short of breath anyway, you know.
Did you ride your bike there?
Yeah, and someone tried to steal anyway, you know.
Who tried to steal it?
A Republican anyway, you know.
A Republican tried to steal your bike?
What? It wasn't
Democrat a... Democrat will steal my bike anyway, you know.
Well, in the past, people who have kind of played to the Democrat demographic have stolen your bike.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, Lance, I've got something to tell you, Lance. I saw you on TV the other day anyway.
Nice. I have a question about Kellen Mond for you. What did you think about his fourth quarter?
What do you think about the fourth quarter of the Texas game?
No, yeah. Kellen Mond, yeah. Texas A&M.
I don't know.
There's no connection to Gilbert there, Paul.
Yeah, Paul, you were off on that.
Is Paul still there?
Yeah.
Paul?
I'm still here.
Gilbert, put Gilbert on hold.
Gilbert, we're going to finish with Paul for a second.
Yeah,
it could spin out of control.
Yeah, but what's up, Paul? What do you want to talk about?
No, he had his bike almost stolen again.
I mean, just to finish up on Coach Fisher, he didn't strike me as a real cerebral guy, so I can see why the Aggies like him. But
what are we taking shots at the Aggies for?
That's terrible.
And our friend Jimbo Fisher.
Hey, this is the home of the Aggies.
That's right. Watch it, Paul.
Well, fact's a fact. So the Rockets, they had their shot last year. They obviously blew it. I mean, that was their shot at the Warriors. They're never going to beat them. Is there a trade market for James Harden? Because really, you've got $200 million left on the books. That's a lot of frozen processed crab that Landry's has to sell. So
that's it. Put Paul on hold. I was glad
he said
good things about Bill Advisor, but then he's hitting him with frozen processed crab with Landry's, and that Tillman's Rockets interests are not tied to his Landry's interests, okay? It's ridiculous.
You know what Paul did? He just called up and was like,
I know.
Yeah.
He's just firing off, spraying shots at everybody.
Jimbo, all the Aggies.
Aggie's got a shot.
James Tillman, Landry's.
Process crap. How dare you, sir?
I thought he said frozen processed crap. Oh, that was even worse than processed crap.
Have you ever been to Sawgrass, sir? How dare you?
How dare he, sir?
Yeah.
We go there every month and get food. How dare you, sir?
Or more. That's sad. Can they trade James? No. Nah.
Is that Jeff?
Was that Jeff?
Is that Trader Jeff?
They're not trading James. They're probably going to give him an extension.
You saw that,
because they won three straight games.
You saw the three hit last night. That's due an extension.
Yeah, right.
Now, I'm sorry that they won three in a row. I'm sorry that the Rockets and Texans have won nine in a row. I'm sorry that you guys are...
So they got to tear up James' contract and give him $500 million.
I don't want to redo his contract.
Well, they are going to.
They've done it enough.
Guess what?
He's a Rocket until like 2026.
Who got their contract done more, ripped up and redone? Him or Summy?
it's
him or Jimbo at Florida State.
I think Summy's still ahead.
Summy still leads
Summy
all that.
Summy got... three contracts in 2 years. Really, that's a record in college sports.
So did James.
Yeah, so did James get three contracts in 2 years. Like, good how Lord. Is this possible?
All right, 713-780-3776.
Every year's contract year.
We never got the full Gilbert story, which is
they all end the same. Somebody tries to steal a bike. Somebody throws his bike.
This time a Republican.
Did you...
Republican took his bike, he said.
Yeah.
Because I guess he saw the voter registration card. I don't know.
He said a Republican. man. That doesn't make much sense for Gilbert.
Give me that bike.
Gilbert always talks about Democrats.
It certainly is a departure. It's usually a Democrat.
He always talks about Democrats.
I like how you guys are
bike.
Assuming everybody who messes with Gilbert has a political affiliation.
Well,
if you've heard him,
you don't hear what he said.
All I'm saying is in the past, if the description would say that's a Democrat,
that's
stole
probably
his bike.
A Democrat.
A Harris County Democrat stole his bike.
he's just stealing is Rich Drake right now. Okay. That's who's stealing. He's printing money
from Rich Drake. Really? $99 a month is all you pay him?
It's ridiculous.
Is
because
you're, pay him?
Here's the deal is you're putting, even if you just have your one house that you want to rent out, good luck. Okay. With the amount of work that you have to do every month for it to pay off. For it to be less than $99 a month. Here's the deal is they do everything. They make sure that your house is maintained, that it's always that it's always up to standards, that the rent is paid on time, that all the utilities, everything is being done, and you don't have to worry about a thing because Renter's Warehouse says so many people taking care of the day-to-day stuff that you don't have to do. Oh, in the middle of the night, if a toilet breaks or the air conditioning goes out, you know who gets called? Not you. Renter's Warehouse does. Yep. And this is what they do every single day.
Just look, just make sure that you consider using them because here's the thing. For $99 a month, they help you with, they really give you a price. They will show you exactly what your house should rent for. They will get people in your home on average within 17 days. They handle the marketing. They vet the renters that are interested in renting your home so that you get the right renters who have a good payment history. And then on top of all of that, they handle everything that may arise with that home, including warranting, giving you a warranty for those renters. Make sure that you go to renterswarehouse.com. That's renterswarehouse.com. And tell them Lance and John sent you by.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Looking at fantasy football stats for quarterbacks, Pat Mahomes is like blowing everybody away. He's got almost a 50-point lead. Matt Ryan, second. Jared Goff, third. Cam Newton, fourth. Drew Brees, fifth. Deshaun Watson, sixth. Of course, some of those guys, like Deshaun hasn't had a bye week, so that's an advantage. Kirk Cousins is 7th, Ben Roethlisberger 8th, Andrew Luck 9th, Aaron Rodgers 10th. Andrew Luck just had a bye week, so he will shoot up those rankings when it's all said and done. Andrew Luck having a really good season. 23 touchdowns, now 8 interceptions is on the high side. He's played 8 games, so he's 46-16 is his pace right now, and 4,300 yards passing. That's a hell of a season coming off of 2 seasons where he missed. I never thought he'd come back the same, and he has been without his – and their offensive line is healthy now. They've now rushed for over 200 yards rushing for 2 straight games or 3 straight games now. They're starting to bully people around with Quentin Nelson, and they spent an early pick on Ryan Kelly and Anthony Costanzo's back. When they come into play, it's not out of the realm of possibility that the Colts – well, I don't know. The Titans winning in Dallas was kind of a reminder that the Titans could pick it up. We'll see what happens with the Jags. The Colts are giving teams good looks every single week. We just see if they're talented enough to win. But the Texans, we spent so much time, and I was on with Fred and AJ yesterday, our number one rated show called The Blitz, and their focus also was on the Texans. This is where all the positive, we're a little bit of haters on that show a little bit. Like we look at the negative stuff. We're more positive here. Well, at this desk, we're more positive.
What is
positive.
This
week? Yeah, what's this?
Garbage.
Yeah.
Are you in? Do they
yes.
acknowledge you?
No, yes. They don't. Like, I'm on every week.
So what?
Yeah, that's not your show.
So, OU Mike is on every week on this yeah. show. It's not his show.
Oh, yeah, by the way, it is his show.
I'm a host.
I think OU Mike, no, well, it's the usual suspects and with OU Mike.
Yeah. But I don't think the Blitz, when they talk about 10 straight months or whatever the hell it is now.
Yeah, they don't.
Lance, you want to get in?
They don't even include Jung.
Well,
yes, they have. They acknowledged me. They took off when I got here. Their ratings spiked. And
do
they
you
said,
want to say that out loud? No.
They said that. They told
no.
Fred said that to me.
I don't.
Sports
so now I'm going to keep riding with it.
I feel sports like the map sports what, map Blitz combination really led to their rise.
That's what, that's
whatever
what
it was, whatever
ratings.
Led to our ratings rise so, on the Blitz, that's what happened. So
let me ask you this question.
But they were a little negative about, you know.
About what? Our Texans?
Well, kind of the same stuff we were saying about, well, you know, some of these could have been losses. And
but they weren't.
Maybe not the hardest
schedule. You
got to know
how to win. Ask Jimbo. Jimbo just said it. You got to know how to win.
But, you know, at the end of the day, you have
we're
to
winners.
Beat the teams who you play, who are put in front of you. And I do believe that this team is not built for long-term success this year, you know, to go deep in the playoffs. They ask, who do you think would win? I think if the Texans right now, if the Chargers were a point-and-a-half underdog at Seattle – Seattle's a pretty decent team this year. They really handled Seattle. It was closer than it should have been. They actually handled Seattle. The Chargers did. I think if the game were in Houston, right now Houston's in the middle of a six-game win streak, I think the game would be around a pick'em. I think if the Chargers came to town against the Texans, it would be around a pick'em. They said, who do you like? I probably like the Chargers. I just feel like they're more consistent on both sides of the ball. But I'm looking at the Texans trying to build...
Because y'all are haters.
I'm looking at the Texans trying to build for the long term. Like, the offensive line has played much better. Kendall Lamb has hung in and done a really nice job for what was expected. Julian Davenport has done a much better job. With all that said, I mean, they still need to upgrade that offensive line. That's a no-brainer. You can't go into next year with the same offensive line. Yeah. There's no way you can do that. So... I know what the Texans need. The Texans have to get another corner. And the defense has played well. And we were talking about, do you extend Tyrann Mathieu? He's a one-year deal. Do you extend Kareem Jackson? I don't know. If you gave me a choice between the two, I might extend Kareem Jackson for cheaper for a two-year deal than Tyrann Mathieu for a three- or four-year deal. Because I would assume it's going to be less for Kareem, but I might be wrong.
All right. Who's going to finish? What? Tell you ruin everything.
Yeah, break.
You just ruin everything. For everyone.
Who would you have? Who would you rather have? If you had
okay,
to choose
just real
between
quick.
Kareem and Tyrann Mathieu. Ooh, it's not an easy choice.
It's not. I think the safeties are so undervalued. I think it's a big reason. The Tyrann's there is a big reason this defense is playing better. I just believe that.
Or would you let them both walk?
I'd rather have Tyrann, if you want to know the truth. But okay. Kareem, because I don't know how long Kareem can keep this up, if you want to know the truth. I just don't know. We've already done the ghost solution, the saving money commercial.
No, we haven't. Paul was right. Bill Advisor can save you. He just told you he saved $500 on homeowners insurance. I saved a little over $700. Here's all you have to do, and it does take you 10 minutes. All you have to do is text money to 232323. Just text money to 232323. This is an automated system. It will immediately text you back and say, what is your address? You're going to put your address in. In just a few seconds, you will have a homeowner's quote. Now, I know you're thinking, how is this possible? They've got algorithms set up with HCAD and all the information that they need that have, you know, your home, the size of your home, all the information they need to where they can give you a very, very close estimate, if not perfect estimate on what your homeowner's insurance will be. Now, if you decide to get more coverage for jewelry, more coverage for the interior features in your home, you got something expensive, or if you do like me and you said, I've been having my house covered for the exact same amount for 12 years, my house is appreciated in value, I'm going to increase coverage by $100,000. I still saved right at $700+ even though I upgraded by over $100,000 coverage on my home. Make sure that you text my friends over at Bill Advisor. They'll also price you for car insurance as well. Homeowners insurance, car insurance, it's just one text away, and you could be saving immediately with all the coverage you have now, but for a fraction of the cost. Text money to 232323 or check out BillAdvisor.com.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads. Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.